News time is coming up on 7:59. Triple team traffic. And is anybody out there this morning, Heather?
Well, there's not a whole lot of people on the roadways, but where we do have an issue is near downtown Salt Lake. It's on State Street. If you're heading south, you're going to be diverted off of State Street. It's closed right now at 1100 South, so everybody has to turn either east or west. That is due to a fire, and you've got all the fire crews on the scene blocking all your southbound lanes. Then we also have a report that the railroad tracks arms are down on Redwood Road near 2200 West, and that is blocking people going eastbound and westbound as well. And then, of course, if you are taking the tracks out of Daybreak, trying to get over to Fashion Place Mall or vice versa, you're on a bus bridge, and that's taking an extra long time to get around as well. Eric Butler.
I-15 looking good in Utah County, northbound from Provo to the Point. That's 20 minutes. Another 20 minutes if you're going downtown, because you don't have any problems this morning through Draper and Sandy. Down in Utah County, 800 North in Orme. That's a little bit busy over on the west side of the freeway at Geneva Road. Lynn?
Looking at dry roads at this point. Smooth sailing through Davis County on southbound I-15. No delays through Clearfield and Kaysville. And traffic trooper Mike Ellerbeck saying the drive from North Salt Lake to the avenues is working well. I'm Len Thomas, the KSL Traffic Center.
By the way, you can see that fire situation, 13th South and State Street. The fire is out, but you can see it on our traffic cameras and our studio camera if you log on to KSL.com.